Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. When the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department saw that the number of anglers in the state started to decline, it took action. Find out what they did in the April issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Managing editor, Louie Bond.
Mark Twain once said, "Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it." And that might have been an apt description of what was happening in Texas with the reduced number of anglers. But Texas Parks and Wildlife decided to get out there and do something about it. And so they've started this neighborhood fishing program. And there's about 12 ponds in neighborhood parks, and they get stocked every 2 weeks with fish. It's a great program that's had some really good success, particularly in getting urban youth out and teaching them to fish. They've never experienced it. And of course, once they do, they're hooked. They're trying to grow it every year. They're hoping to get up to 20 ponds that they're doing the restocking. Of course, it's expensive, but they're finding some partners, and it's really a tremendously successful program. And also in this issue, if you're not a beginner fisher and not interested in the neighborhood fishing, our expert photographer, writer, and angler, Larry Boska, shares some stories and some of his favorite fish that he catches out in the Gulf. So it's all about fishing in April for us.
Thanks, Louie. The April issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.